Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Oh, I got a good feeling about this. See what I did there? May the 4th be with you, Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, we're all right. We did well. I thought we were going to blow it. I actually...
He's not getting the reference.
Watch it from wire to wire.
Keyshawn, Yoda, Zubin, Alan Hahn in for Zubin, Yoda in for J. Will.
That would really
hurt. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
That would really hurt, though, if it stuck and never came off. That would hurt.
Or, you know, with your face, it would be an upgrade.
Ooh.
See, I didn't even.
Right out of the gate. Right what? Out of the gate, aggressive.
What?
Which actually.
With my face, it would be an upgrade.
Mm. That's a compliment. Look at the skin. Look at it. It's buttery.
Why do you have hair particles furry around the top of the head?
I'm trying to hold on.
No, that's not.
I'm trying to hold on. It's like one strand.
It's true. Yoda let it, like, he never would just shave it clean. He just kind of let the hairs just, the follicles just grow and everything.
Yoda is part of Star Wars.
That's correct.
Yes, Yoda so is growing part, I up, am Star Wars.
So growing up, you know, I thought it was Dark Vader
mm-hmm.
the Darkness. Entire time, not Darth. Yeah. Dark.
Really? Yeah. Dark Vader.
Dark
Vader. I can understand that. Vader he wore Dark. All black.
I just,
he was pretty sinister.
The Prince, entire Prince, time Prince, up Prince, until Prince, about a year Prince. And a half ago, we were talking about the Star Wars and the whole deal, and yeah. I was like, Dark Vader, and they kept saying, Dark Vader? I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. Dark Vader. They're like, no, fool, it's Darth Vader. And then I didn't know Lifesaver?
No.
I thought it was like Life.
Saber, not no. a saver. Saber.
I thought it was Lifesaver like the little candies.
No, not a saver.
I just didn't, I mean.
Not
it's never too late to get into it. Have you at least seen The Mandalorian?
I don't know.
This is the way.
Very important character in Star Wars.
See, for me, Star Wars, I just never got into it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Never too late.
Yeah,
now, we can go marathon. Come over to my house.
It's available at Disney Plus.
Yeah, we can watch
no,
it
it's
on
great.
Disney,
Disney
Plus.
Disney Plus is great. I love Disney Plus.
And we can watch every episode together. I can take you through it. Yeah, all of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I believe mm-hmm. you.
Nine mm-hmm. episodes. Wow. You and I. Mm-hmm. I think it's. We could probably get it done in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Well, you'll both have plenty of time after the first round of the playoffs because your teams will be out, so why don't you,
ooh,
why don't
Evan
you plan
already
for that?
Aggressive.
Evan, do you
jeez.
Even like basketball?
Just, I mean, it's amazing.
Jeez.
That's what I want to know. It do you amazing. Even like basketball,
wow.
Evan?
I mean,
Evan.
Or are you one of those guys that just watch it because you have to?
He doesn't even watch basketball.
That's what I didn't think.
I don't think no. Evan watches basketball.
I don't think so.
Evan, when's the last time you watched a full basketball game? Let's be honest.
Start to finish.
The Knicks Pelicans game, Zion at MSG.
That was
but to
ago.
Be fair, I don't watch a lot of sports because I go to sleep. So
I
like,
watch a lot of sports, so it's great that he
you work in
sports,
sports, but you don't watch
right,
a lot
but
of
I
sports.
Come
Alan,
in,
he likes to,
I know. Come in early, I watch highlights, I read a lot, oh, I prepare before the game,
he
so
likes
I know
to give
what the storylines are.
You but and I, me grief because we have to stay up late to watch games.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah okay. I went I to bed. Yeah. I went to bed. It was 1:15 maybe when the Laker game was over. So I saw it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Were you impressed?
I mean, it was cool.
93-89 win over the Nuggets.
I get mad at them sometimes.
I know. I told you you're going to have a love-hate relationship with AD. I told you.
Dude, I understand you can hit a three. No, real talk.
Well,
I know you can
it.
Hit
I know.
A three.
I'm trying to tell you.
25
I know you
points.
Can knock it down. But damn, dog. Get down where you belong.
I told you he hovers
he
around the perimeter. He's so talented and skilled.
He came across the court. They gave him the ball. He at the top of the... He at the top of the key. He just.
Why are you dancing like that?
Because that's what he was doing.
That's what he does.
That's what he was doing. And I'm sitting there and I'm.
He wants to be a guard.
I can't scream because they sleep, but I'm talking loud enough that it might wake them. And then he pulls. It's just like, come on, man, a turnaround off the elbow. Like, stop one time. And I get it. I love him. I'm glad he's a Laker. We get ready to run it back. All that. Get your ass on the block once or twice, man.
I just love how he makes a shot when he puts him up by four, Allen, and he goes outside.
Oh,
and he's
oh,
like, "We're back!" And I was like, "Let's just
settle.
Let's slow down."
Well, we
settle.
Are back.
Are you?
You had one. You got a. It was a good win.
Yeah,
but like,
I know just, somebody's hurt. All that, I get it.
I didn't no, say no, all no, that. No, I don't no. need to give you all
not
that.
Somebody,
you know that already.
But not somebody's
the
hurt.
The king is hurt.
Yeah, and Dennis Schroeder is hurt. And that is also important.
Have we converted Schroeder, Schroeder? Because I get
it's
confused. It's called Dennis S.
No, okay. I go Schroeder because I can't go Schroeder. There's another reason I can't go Schroeder.
No?
But we'll have that conversation offline.
Peanuts or something like that? No?
No.
Well, Schroeder from like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, stop,
now, again,
Jay.
LeBron's got the ankle issue. But now Shooter is out because of the health and safety protocols, which means you probably won't see him now the rest of the season.
That's okay.
Right?
And, I mean, no, as, long but as, you, we, as long as we get in, we're good. I mean, one
win. Wait, time out, time out. Yesterday on the call.
What?
Evan,
are you allowed to
come on the show,
stuff?
Please. Yesterday on this call. The panic meter. The panic meter.
You didn't even let me finish.
Because you don't need to finish, because I know you.
I said, as long as we get in.
See, Evan, yesterday on the panic meter, where was Keith?
Does it mean that I'm.
He was a 7 yesterday.
That I'm not panicking.
And I was like, I'm a 5. It's okay. And now Keith's like, we're okay.
No, look, here's what I'm going to say.
Just want fans, I want people at home to understand the roller coaster ride we go on every day with Keith.
No, it's not. I'm still at a 7. But as long as we get in, Jay, if we get in,
you're
then I feel
get
good.
In. You're going
to
get in.
No, we might not get in. We might have to play our way in.
Yeah,
you
know, but
no,
you're going
to
be
same,
in.
No, nope. See, when you have to play your way in, that's when you start to put doctors around you. And the AKG thing is out because they want to test to make sure that your heart's okay because it's stressful.
Your heart is going to be fine as long as LeBron James is on the court.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not
your
true.
Heart is going to be fine.
That's not true, though, Jay.
With health and LeBron James on the court. This is the time. Key,
nope,
let me tell you, as a hooper, I don't know what you guys did in basketball, but as a hooper.
Well, I did a lot in basketball. I don't know what you did in basketball.
I did a lot more than you in basketball. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, we can get that. Resume.
But I know guys that literally throughout this season would coast. I'm not saying LeBron ever coasted. That's not LeBron. But guys would coast. And then when guys get to this time of the year, it goes up notches.
I get it.
Because that's what their bodies train for. That's what LeBron James is going to do. I'm sorry, Alan. I know you're trying to get to something.
I am not. I am listening to a very insightful conversation between two athletes. But I did want to mention, though, that the issues with the Lakers go beyond LeBron.
You are such a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Dave McMenamin, who covers the Lakers for ESPN, was on Spain and Fitz, and he talked about not just LeBron's issue, but now not having Shooter for the rest of this season, perhaps, is just as critical to this team. Take a listen.
To me, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's what caused the bottom to fall out of this season so suddenly, because they knew they were climbing uphill, trying to get AD reintegrated, trying to get LeBron going, and the consistent guy they were going to use to lean on in that time was Dennis Schroeder. And now you lose Schroeder, and then LeBron tweaked his ankle. The Lakers are down bad, as the kids say.
But yet they beat the Nuggets last night.
And the Nuggets had been rolling. Now Jokic, who, I mean, he's the lead candidate for
MVP. Hurt himself last night, though, a little bit.
He missed 16 shots, didn't play very well.
Yeah, I was about to
hurt
say,
himself
watch,
last night.
Watching him.
National game. But you know, you can't beat a team. No LeBron James, no Dennis Schroeder. Like I he's still my lead, but there
nice
is
pass.
A wave coming for CP3. There is a wave coming for CP3 or guys like Joel Embiid or Steph Curry.
I can't
to win this award. I don't know about
we'll
Steph
about,
Curry.
Yeah, we'll get to Curry.
Watching
this, Curry's,
Joker last night, you can keep that. I understand he's this, but I don't even like how it looks. Just don't
it doesn't
look.
Mean it's not effective. It's not
sexy
for you.
I didn't say it was effective. I just said I don't like how it looks.
27-5 shooting 40% from three.
And he's doing it with the dad bod. That's
right.
Crazy. He's doing
that's
it with the dad bod. It's
maybe
crazy.
That's why I don't like it because
it looks
just,
weird.
Everything looks weird. It looks slow. It just looks.
It's methodical.
It's like he belongs. And like
was that snoring or sleeping? What
was? It was just ugh. It's one of those deals.
It's an Allen deal.
Oh man!
I didn't mean to say it like that, Allen.
Seriously?
No, I didn't mean to say it like that.
It's friendly fire. What are we doing here? I'm just trying to like you know. Move
well, he started setting screens and passing.
That's what it looks like. It looks like.
I'm just trying to help the team, man. That's all I'm here for.
Basketball that everybody wants to.
Why are you wiggling your fingers at me? I don't know. What is that?
Oh, God,
what's the what?
The basketball, the sets that everybody was running for a year or trying pin basketball or something like that. I'll think about it. No, I'll think about it. Don't worry about
like
it.
But Princeton,
it
looks like Princeton, like
Princeton.
There you go.
Oh, Princeton.
Princeton.
The
that's
set.
What it looks like.
The set in basketball.
The set
okay, okay,
in
yeah,
basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like Princeton basketball. Jay, there you go.
He's doing it. Back door.
You know.
Yeah, running around. Curl.
Ball fake.
One. Hey, but his passing is different, though, man.
No,
his vision
just,
is
no,
different.
Great passing. Touch on his passes, obviously, is a really big
Princeton
part of
basketball.
It.
Basketball, I couldn't think of it. I was like, Penn?
Well, yeah, Penn.
Princeton,
I was like, Penn
Ivy
basketball?
League,
what?
BYU basketball? I don't want to
well,
go
we'll continue
here,
NBA conversations Dookie. And more throughout the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number if you want to be part of the conversation. Well, it's gone now.
That's
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Attorneys Cordell and Cordell, fair divorce for men. Call.
See, I can't. We got to discuss. I can't.
Law.
I can't.
Keep. If I keep doing this show, I might need that number. So coming up.
Jeez.
Oh, let's do this. The former leader of the Galactic Empire says he would be willing to trade two Super Bowl rings for a perfect season. Is that just a Jedi mind trick? We'll explain next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Tom Brady bought some new shoes.
Jeez.
I remember
Tom Brady at Kentucky Derby, trending.
I remember.
Can we get his dad on to talk about it?
True story, though. I remember when I got a phone call from the New England Patriots and the organization, and people working within the organization.
Keyshawn, this is Tom.
No. They wanted me to reach out to Tom. This was at a time where I had just left New York. They went from New York to Boston. And they won, and they started. Tom Brady hadn't even really been birthed yet. He was just Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And they saw it coming, and they wanted me to teach him or give him some information on how to handle certain situations.
This needed to be a reality show.
No, real talk.
No, really? This would have been the best reality show on TV.
I need this reenacted real like talk. In a cartoon style.
Hey, Tom.
Real talk.
We're bringing in Keyshawn Johnson.
to help
He's
going to
give you the tutorial of
how navigate the media
the
and everything.
Fame.
Well, you know, for about the first couple of years, it worked out. And then all of a sudden, I can't get him on the phone now.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Well, Tom kind of to help a guy get
Tom
somewhere
went past.
And he forgets about you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Like, hey, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Speaking of which, on the Goodyear Hotline at 9 o'clock hour, which is why you got to stay with us, Jimmy Garoppolo going to join us. So look forward to that conversation.
Jimmy
a lot going
G.
on with his job and obviously his team as well.
Hey, Jimmy.
So plenty to get to there. But how about this as a topic? We want to get your input on this. Tom Brady says he would give up two Super Bowl rings.
Just two?
Oh, yes. He still has five more.
Wait, but look,
he's fine.
Just to
two?
Get that perfect season that the Giants took from him and the Patriots, he would give up two to get that one. So the question we're asking is, what would you give up for your team to win a championship, Keyshawn? Now, you have, obviously, a Super Bowl ring.
But prior to getting my Super Bowl championship, if you came to me in 1996 and you said you could either be the number one overall pick or you could take that USA Today article and be 13th to the Chicago Bears, you know, but if you would be 1 or 20 to the Jets, but at 20 you can win a championship in New York in your first 4 years, I'd take 20.
Why?
Rather than 1. Because I think
you got your ring, so what's
the difference? No, not even. Let's forget about me going to
all
Tampa.
Right, all right.
Just coming to me in 96 and saying you could be the number one overall pick or the 20th pick. But what being the 20th pick, here's what comes with it. You'll make money, but you'll win a Super Bowl in New York. Would you take that? Absolutely. It wouldn't even. If there was such a thing of rewinding the clock and taking me back to then. and putting me on the field and saying, right now, we're going to go to the Super Bowl in the next 4 years.
You
guaranteed.
Beat Denver, you go on to the, Super Bowl and win that year. Like that's
absolutely.
You take that instead of being number one overall and having that
100%.
On your resume.
100%.
Now again, you already had you have a ring.
No,
so,
don't worry about that.
The point is, it's different if you've never, like, for me, I've never seen the Knicks win a championship, right? I've never seen my other favorite teams win.
But so, I was brought to New York to help win a championship. And we were headed in that direction, but they never let me finish the job. They never allowed me to finish the job. Well, Tannenbaum was
a Tannenbaum. Let's bring him on to discuss.
No, Mike worked in the front office at the time. He wasn't the decision maker. The decision makers were like Woody Johnson and Bill Parcells, and Bill made a decision to move on from me because of the value, and he was stepping down anyway. Mm. And he was getting ready to go and coach another team somewhere that I happened to go to, but that's a whole other conversation. but yes, that's what I would do, Alan. I certainly would. Wow. I would exchange the number one overall pick in New York City to win a Super Bowl and be the 20th pick in New York City.
I can't even fathom that, but that is something from a Jets perspective, Jets fan perspective, that I appreciate, because I would never think that you would say that.
Just keep you guys on a two shot. You guys just go ahead and live in. Alan's getting all glossy eyed. Look at Alan.
He ready to cry.
Alan's like, you're going to get my dad. You're going to bring us a championship.
No, but of course you, as a fan, based on my reputation and who I am or what I was or whatever the case you wanted
just
to be.
Just give me the damn ball.
You would think that, though. You would think I would prefer to be the number one overall pick opposed to winning a championship and being 20.
No, I don't think that.
Because they poisoned your mind.
No,
yes,
it's not that.
No.
Okay, can I speak for myself now?
Yes,
after
you
you've spoken for
to.
Me? Thank you, Your Honor. I think what I mean by this is because you later, and I always say forget that, but I can't, because in your career you have a championship, so for you got your championship, your first round, you got number one pick, and you got your championship. So I feel like for you to give that back to win one in New York for the Jets, that speaks volumes about what that meant to you to be in New York.
Key, let me jump in for 1 second
and have that opportunity,
because I got one in college, obviously not one on the pro level. It's not just about winning a championship, though. It's how you win a championship.
Okay.
And I know this is
what about
people may not understand, because it's rarefied air with only people that have won championships at a high level. I think a championship is a championship, but what a championship could have been in New York for him, I see that drastically different than a championship in Tampa Bay for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
oh, no, there's no question it's different, but because I was drafted by the Jets,
that's
like
what I'm saying.
I didn't get a chance to finish the deal.
I get it.
You got to remember, when I was here, we had just started to really cook.
Mm-hmm.
We were almost cursed. We were a really good team, man. Like, they screwed that up.
99,
they
98
got,
season.
They got cute, you know. Instead of figuring it out, they got cute. They never came to me.
Well, Bill Belichick is really what happened.
Well, no. Bill
Him
stepped
not
down.
Not wanting to be the HC of the NYJ because Bill, there were ownership issues.
But there was no ownership issues.
Well, there was an in-between going on with
the
ownership.
The owner passed away, and the late Leon Hess.
And they didn't have one in place, and
Woody
that's why
Johnson
he wasn't comfortable.
Was getting ready to be the owner, like, within a day. Like, just sit tight. But even forget
all right.
Belichick.
All right.
Because what you're getting ready to do, you're getting ready to think about the 9 championships you would have had if Belichick was the coach.
Yes.
We could have had Tom Brady. I get all that. I get that. Yeah, that's your thought. Instead of Zach Wilson, Tom Brady would still be our quarterback. I understand. That's the Jet way of thinking.
And you'd be in the Ring of Honor. Yeah, exactly.
I get it. I understand that. But if Bill never steps down, we're still rolling. But once Bill hit the trigger, Parcells and stepping down,
trickle down
it completely screwed everything up. You got to think that year. I left, Belichick left. I mean, it just became everybody was fending for themselves.
Yeah. No, look, but again, I appreciate that thought. I really do. And Jay, you know, obviously, you know, we'll get to yours. Everybody else is 888.
I'm just ESPN. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, no, I want to give you each enough time to discuss it, because I'm
good,
sure,
man.
Yours is a pretty good one as well. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 of what you would give to see your team win a championship. We'll discuss that.
I'll give the money back that I keep from Duke.
Offshore account never existed.
Oh, man. Keyshawn loved the younglings that the Cowboys drafted, but can they lead a rebellion all the way to the Super Bowl? Yeah, we're going to do that today.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and one of the guests we'll have today, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, in the 9 o'clock hour, so you want to stay tuned for that. A lot of news happening with the 49ers. And actually some other stuff that we will get to in a little bit involving Aaron Rodgers. But first, Keyshawn, one of the biggest winners in your mind was the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to the draft. Micah Parsons, they end up getting him a linebacker. They fill that area where now Vander Esch, his option, right, fifth year was not picked up, which you expected with the neck issue, right.
It's always hurt.
But they get the linebacker there. They get a pass rush. They get a corner. So their defense, which was the area of concern for them, filling some needs. So – in the NFC, where are the Cowboys? Where are they now when it comes to power ranking them? Division, they have to be the best team.
Yeah, I would say they're the best
but
team.
With Dak back, where are they now?
I would say with a healthy Dak, obviously, I believe they can win the division. You mentioned Micah Parsons out of Penn State. They drafted him. They moved down. They pick up the corner and Kelvin Joseph from Kentucky. They get the other defensive end. I'm not even going to try to say his name from UCLA. It's like Awawika Baba Wuba or something like that. It's crazy. I'm not even going to try. So they get that defensively. They start to solidify the defensive side of the ball. Now when you look at them and you go from Seattle through the Rams, San Francisco out west, you talk about New Orleans in the south of Tampa Bay. So they're right there, and I don't know how you
– Odigizua. I believe is how you say
it. I'm not even about to try because somebody will text you and say that we're wrong, and so I'm going to leave that alone.
Call them double O.
Double O, exactly. And so when you think about it, it's Tampa Bay. Well, it's New Orleans for me. It's Tampa Bay. It's the Seattle, San Francisco, Rams. They all kind of now the Cowboys fit in there somewhere. I take Green Bay away because I don't know what the hell's going on in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like, I can't
obviously.
Really put Green – I can and I can't because it's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So I would say that right now, let's get rid of Green Bay. They're probably fifth. They're probably fifth okay. in the conference, which if you're a top six team in the conference, that means you really are competing to play in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl coming up in January or February.
Jay is giggling. At? I know you've got Cowboys fatigue.
Yeah, well, I always have Cowboys fatigue, and I'm a fan of Dak Prescott. I actually want to see him do well. What was this whole debate that we had yesterday? Didn't we have this whole debate about a college kid playing at the pro level? What was it? What did Dan Orlovsky say? Is like they'll get curb stomped.
Curb stomped. The right? phrase he used.
Curb just make my mouth hurt.
Right.
Because yeah. I've seen American History.
Yes. Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yes. By so the way, let's make this Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Go ahead.
So I go back to this, and I say, this defense ranked towards the bottom of the league last year.
Yes.
Top five offense, potentially, this year. Top five offense,
yes,
but defense,
Dan.
Bottom of the league. I know they got a new DC, Dan Quinn. Great. I know he's exponentially better than Mike Nolan. Key has talked about that multiple times.
More current with the style.
More current.
Right.
Understood.
Yeah.
They didn't dust him off outside out of an attic. That's
yeah. great. Yeah. So now you tell me all these reports – the Cowboys have a generational draft on the defensive end. This is all Dan Quinn. Mike McCarthy didn't have that much to do with it. Dan Quinn, here comes the hype. It's the same story over and over. So now you're telling me six or seven major defensive players who are rookies are going to change around the defense of the Cowboys? Of the Cowboys? So now we're going into this season and saying, oh,
I understand they better win the NFC East. They better win the NFC East. That's a lock.
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm hyped and I'm passionate.
Because he's had it with the Cowboys. He's a Giants fan. He hates the Cowboys.
Talent-wise, Key, talent-wise, who in the league? Talent, just talent. I'm not saying system, coach. Talent-wise, who has the talent of the Cowboys?
Talent on offense?
Yeah.
No one. The Giants might be the only team in the division that comes close.
You know, you said in the league.
In the league. In the league. Talent-wise.
Kansas City.
Tampa, okay.
New Orleans. You know, they
see Adam. But I'm not putting Jameis Winston on the same level as that.
The quarterback I would probably hesitate. Atlanta.
I'm not going to hesitate on the QB, but I understand what you're saying. Based on what you've seen, the last time you saw him in a full season, you scratch your head because of the 30 interceptions. Yeah. I get it. I understand.
Buffalo.
I don't want to derail on going to the whole Jameis Winston thing, but all I'm saying is, are those rookies going to make the defense that much better? Is Dan Quinn going to make their defense that much better?
They are.
So you're saying, in order for them to be at the top, are you projecting them to be in the Super Bowl conversation, Key?
Well, if they're in the top six and they're in the top six teams within the conference, I would say that they.
Well, you're a playoff team.
You're a playoff team, therefore you are in the conversation.
You think they can win the Super Bowl this year? I think they can win one playoff game. I don't see them win the Super Bowl. I just want to calm down on the Dallas Cowboys extra hype that we're going to start talking about them as
extra,
a Super Bowl team.
It's not extra hype for me. What I see is a team that if a quarterback is healthy, they've got certainly an offensive line that needs to stay healthy. A lot of it is predicated on health, right? Did I use that right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Coming off the Lakers, health, impressive. A lot of health.
Very impressive.
Predicated. I just want to make sure I'm not
predicated,
saying.
Predicated, big word.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I'm
You're
not
very
using,
convicted in yes. using
that.
That's
why I'm very saying convicted. I want to make sure that I'm not botching something with my conviction.
No.
So,
no grammar police now.
Thank you. When you look at the quarterback, the running back, the receiving group, the coach in Mike McCarthy is a year removed from being the first in his first year as the head coach. So I would give him the benefit of the doubt. When things fell apart, it felt like, oh, my God, here we go again with the Cowboys. Defensively, he took his former boss as a head coach in San Francisco when he was the offensive coordinator, grabbed him out of the attic, dusted him off, and said, hey, why don't you come and coach with me? Let's make some money together, buddy. Put him in a position. Nepotism was used in that position.
Yes, of course.
It didn't work out. Jerry and Steven and those guys said, man, we can't do this. You're going to get fired. Find a defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn was available. They bring in Dan Quinn. I believe that Dan Quinn, certainly based on what I see in terms of building the roster out for Dan Quinn, reminds me of his teams on the defensive side in Seattle. Michael Parsons, it has a lot of Bobby Wagner in him. Mm. You look at the young corner in Kelvin Joseph from Kentucky. He's long. He is Richard Sherman-esque.
Wow. Okay.
You talk about the skinny kid out of Oregon State who's about – I can't even think. Let me see what his name is. He's a rookie. Oregon State.
This Cowboys draft.
Nashawn Wright. His mom didn't want to say Keyshawn, so she just said Nashawn. And he's a 6'4", you know, corner with long arms, a lot of like they had with Browner when Browner was there at the corner spot paired with Richard Sherman.
I can
see where they're going and what they're trying to do to develop somewhat of this, you know, Seattle-style defense.
I can see where they're going, Key.
Yeah, where they're trying to go into the Legion of Boom style.
Are they going
to
be a top 15 ranked defense? Because I'm curious, what's the most marginal defensive team that has won a Super Bowl?
But, Jay, that's first of all, that is a bit unfair to say.
Why is it unfair?
Well, because you're right. It's a young group. It's a young defensive group that you're saying now, can they win a Super Bowl now? Dak Prescott's young enough, and this defense young enough to say, can they win one in a couple of years?
Soon. Oh, yeah.
And that, I think, is why you draft this way.
But you also –
If they make a playoff game and lose – that's still hair on your chest for young players.
I agree. What I'm saying is I'm slowing down the talk because what happens is.
Well, we get hyped. Yeah, of course. It's the Cowboys.
People
are
our network and people get hyped about it. They start talking about they can win a Super Bowl. And I just want
I haven't heard anybody say they can win a Super Bowl.
Oh, just wait.
just
wait. It's May.
Just wait.
It's May. You're telling me that by the time we get to August, you don't think some people are going to start talking about them having a chance to win a Super Bowl?
Here's what I would say about that, though, Jay. they address the issues and the needs, something that they haven't done in the past.
Yeah.
So it would make you feel like they're headed in the right direction.
No, they are. I agree.
Because they have addressed a lot of issues. You know, last year they decided to take CeeDee Lamb when they needed defensive help. They's like, we like CeeDee Lamb. Where this year, they like, damn that. We can't get a corner. We're going to move down. We're targeting
Smart.
Michael Parsons. Here's why. Pop, 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 pop. We're going to get a corner later on. We're going to draft another corner. So they're doing what they need to do to build out the roster to make a run in the next
couple
of years.
Let's just officially set the bar that if they win the NFC East and they win a playoff game, that's the bar.
Chris Canty always talks about that Super Bowl year that they had in 2011 with the Giants. Their defense wasn't great most of that year, but they got great by the end.
Absolutely.
And that's what matters. Is that by the end of the season, they were finally where they believe they would have been, and then they went on such a great run
and won a Super Bowl. And it happens all the time. When we won the Super Bowl, our offense was moving along, right? We were not the greatest show on turf, never. But when we got to the playoffs, we was the best offense in America when we got to the playoffs. They couldn't touch us.
Yeah.
But during the season, we were kind of
moving
along a certain way.
Right.
And then once we got to the playoffs, rest was history.
I just get afraid to fall for the same thing over and over again. That's why I wanted to come out here and set the bar.
But you can fall for the same thing.
No.
With a lot of teams.
I know. I'm just saying, I like the moves that they've made. I think they are trending in the right direction. I just don't want to jump on a train and just like Dallas Cowboys, like they are officially like the team now.
There's certain teams you can't help that hype gets behind them. The Cowboys certainly are one of them.
The Cowboys,
Straight
the
Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Why would you put the Knicks in there?
Just because he wanted to jab you.
Should we mention the fact that they did win last night? Now have clinched a winning season.
Mm.
We should mention that.
They have a better record.
We could do that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we should do that in the 8 o'clock hour. For now, though, let's get to some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. On the question, of course, is as you heard, Tom Brady had said that he would give up two of his Super Bowl rings, and Keyshawn said only two having that perfect season that was ruined by
give
the Giants,
me some more, man.
The aforementioned Giants. To have a Super Bowl ring and to complete that perfect season. He would give that. So we asked the question, what would you give up for a championship? Keyshawn said he'd give up being the number one pick to win a Super Bowl with the Jets. What do you say? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jay in New Jersey. Not Ooh. RJ from New Jersey, but this Jay in New Jersey. What's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I apologize for the noise. I'm in a factory.
All good, Jay. Appreciate you working, man.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, no problem. Waking up with you guys every day. I wake up at 4 o'clock every morning.
So let me ask you this question.
Wake up with you guys.
Jay, let me ask you this question. How long have you been waking up with us?
For about, since I moved back to the East Coast, so since last August.
Okay.
Right,
that's when we watch the show. Okay,
all right, I just want to make sure you're a real true listener. That's
the show. That's great.
I am a real true listener.
We appreciate
but,
you.
But I would say I'm a Bears fan, and I would give up my right leg in order for the Bears to win a championship.
Oh, I rather.
But if the Packers never won a championship again, I give up both legs.
If the Packers never win again,
both legs.
So the one leg for a championship
with the Bears.
But to make sure you don't win,
no,
I'll
the right leg. I was
the
like,
right leg.
What's wrong with the left leg?
That's why I was
like,
wondering
my right
why
leg
he was
my
very
only good leg.
Specific
I need my right leg
about
Jay.
The leg thing. I don't know if I would give up a body part. A body.
I kind of like this. This is starting to go next level.
It depends on what it is, because if I'm Ronnie Lott, I'm cutting it off and I'm going to play.
Well, that's, a finger is a different story than a leg.
Oh.
He's
just sick.
Sorry? Well,
I went to a dark place. I don't know what people are willing to give up
hesitation.
To win
we
a championship.
We will find out. How about Barry in Virginia, Barry?
I would miss going to both my son's graduations in order for Atlanta to go back and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
28-3.
Damn, Barry.
Wow.
Both sons' graduations, Barry?
Not go to their graduation. Sorry, kids. I need
Can't
a Super Bowl.
Key's like, what do you want me to do?
Hey,
you can watch it virtually these days.
Pop
Barry.
The tape in. Let me watch it. How'd you guys tell you look great? You know, let's be honest. It's always hot at graduations.
Give me
you really want to sit
yeah,
out
yeah,
there
let me have
the
a cocktail
time.
At the house with the AC.
Pictures always work great.
Yes, it
does. You might need Cordell and Cordell after that.
Yes. You can just post the picture and be like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
You don't have to really be there anymore.
Honestly, it's so hot out in June. Who really wants to go to a graduation? Just kidding, Zach. I'll be there. Let's go to Patrick in Atlanta. Patrick.
What's up, guys? I have a signed baseball from everybody who played in the first All-Star game.
And I would give that up if LeBron James never won another championship.
Whoa.
So let me ask you this question, Pat. Why is it that you don't like LeBron?
Okay, I can fully admit I'm on the Michael Jordan side. And by the way, go Bears. But I feel strongly that of people who have ever been in the GOAT conversation, LeBron is the most overrated.
How is he overrated?
So here's my thing. The majority of his career was spent in a very watered down Eastern Conference. He flops and whines all the time. He never guards the other team's best player. The hand check foul has given him a lot of free throws that have padded his numbers. And he's lost more than he's won. And he's not clutch.
Michael Jordan, I mean, I know Michael Jordan had clutch moments, but Michael Jordan also didn't win a championship for a while when he was in the league for his first couple of years now. I mean, there are a lot of nights of Michael Jordan. And let me ask you this. What was the best team Michael Jordan beat to win a championship?
We're gonna do this. Well, first of all, Michael Jordan has beat – every team that he's beat has had Hall of Famers that have headlined that team.
Golden State doesn't have Hall of Famers on their team?
Listen, if you want to say something about the Golden State Warriors, you just fell into my trap. Because without Draymond being ejected and without Kyrie hitting that shot, LeBron doesn't have that title either.
Okay, well, without Steve Kerr making shots or John Paxson making shots, I'm not sure Michael Jordan has every title.
Are we going to do this?
I think we are.
Okay, cool. So he played against a whole bunch of top 50 all-time players. LeBron has played against the watered-down Eastern Conference.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think players in today's game are more skilled and better than players that played 25 years ago?
Are they more skilled or are they more athletic?
I'm not talking about hand checking and the way the game is officiated, because we can do that. I'm just talking about sheer athleticism and talent, skill-wise. Are players today better than what players were 25, 30 years ago?
Athletic, yes. Skilled, no.
What? Skill? You got your skilled? No. Have you seen Jokic? Have you seen AD? Have you seen Kevin Durant? Stephen Curry? What are you talking about?
No. I mean, this could go on and on.
I'm not defending LeBron James. It's a good back and forth. Watered down Eastern Conference. What are you talking about?
Let's table this for the summer. This is a great summer conversation.
Ridiculous.
It really is.
It really chaps my. You know, I'm not going to say it, but it chaps it.
But I just love the fact that he was willing to give up a valuable autographed baseball.
I just wanted to know.
Someone doesn't win another title like that.
What he had against LeBron James.
Yeah, and he just because he's a Michael Jordan fan.
I'm a Michael Jordan fan too. I'm a Kobe, a Michael.
The question.
You hate on LeBron James because you love Michael.
Now. But that's two people that have said that they'd give up something so someone else doesn't win, which is not really what we were asking. We were asking.
But that's okay if they give it up, someone else doesn't win, because that is important to them.
Of course it is, which I didn't think, people.
Jay gave up two legs. Damn. Both legs.
And you just.
I'm just trying to have one.
Why would you?
I say it.
Just don't do it.
Because he can't help himself.
So Cody is in Texas, and he would swap titles. Cody?
Yeah, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I would trade both the 06 and 09 Super Bowls to get Carmelo a ring finally.
Yeah.
To get Carmelo a ring.
Carmelo a ring.
I mean, he did go in top 10 scoring.
Yeah, he just moved in there. Congratulations to Mel. Which ring would you give up for the Steelers?
Both.
I give up both 06 and 09.
Both.
I think Carmelo being top 10 all time is worthy of a ring. Mm.
So help me, Jay,
how about that?
As a basketball expert, why don't I feel bad for Melo like I feel bad for CP3?
Well, remember CP3's trade to the Lakers got blocked.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, damn, he ain't going to probably get one before he retire. See, I don't feel that way about Melo.
Can I give you a sympathetic reason for Melo? It's a very easy one.
Because he came to New York.
No. It has nothing to do with that. It was before that. Because the Pistons passed on him for Darko Milicic.
Well, that was a mistake.
And won a championship the very next year. Had Carmelo been drafted by the Pistons,
but
he'd have a ring. He might even still have been there, and he might have won more.
Can I one-up you?
Go.
Melo got banned from the league. Like, Melo didn't play in the league. People thought Melo was done. People were calling Melo a bum.
Is that why I feel that way?
People were calling Carmelo Anthony
Yeah, they were calling him a bum.
Yeah.
He's washed. Get him out of here.
Yeah, we didn't
He's
want
a cancer.
They kept talking about him coming to the Lakers right when LeBron came there.
We nah, were like, we don't, we're not sure.
I like Melo, but no, I can't.
And now look what he's doing with the Portland Trailblazers the last 2 years. I mean, it's been incredible.
Right fit, right place, right situation. Makes all the sense in the world. When you feel a certain way, you do certain things.
Because
Detroit won that championship doesn't necessarily mean that they would have made a championship run if they would have added Melo to the team that particular
year. Tayshaun Prince was different.
So much stuff happens.
I'm with you.
In those situations.
But Tayshaun defended.
Doing? It's Darko Milicic. Like, how? Darko. It's Carmelo
but
Anthony.
At that time, though.
And you look at Darko Milicic and you're like,
number
I'm
20.
All set. Like,
but
how
number
would
20.
You possibly make
but
that
number
choice?
20.
What draft 20. Was that?
2000? At that time, bigs were it still.
You had Mehmet Okur.
It doesn't, but bigs though. Think about it. A 7-footer, Jay. No, he was the second pick behind.
No
a
one
footer.
Wanted to laugh when
right,
I said
Jay?
You had Mehmet Okur.
If
I thought that was
if,
a good
right,
line.
Jay?
Damn it,
a footer. He's a so big. You're like
me.
I'm taking him.
7'6". Are you kidding
he
me?
Walks through the door. Are you
just,
taking
no,
him?
No, you don't know.
Even if he can't walk and
when
chew gum at the same
Kwame
time.
When do Kwame Brown and Michael Olowokandi?
It don't matter.
All, you don't,
it don't
do
matter.
That.
Michael Olowokandi.
Tweet, by the way, from Michelle. Uh-oh. I will give up my Keyshawn bobblehead to kick that LeBron-hating fool's.
But that ain't really my bobblehead. It must not be worth anything.
That's a big bobblehead.
Oh man!
At least I got a bobblehead.
I got a bobblehead too.
Well, I'll
what?
Bring mine.
I got
in.
Oh, bring, well, bring
gonna,
yours in.
We're gonna. Yeah,
I got
we'll
one.
See
that
who got a bigger head
though.
Yeah, you got me.
Will
I
the Packers Jedi Master go to the dark side? That's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.